This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio number 1302. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded January 25th, New Bolivian on shortwave, Mexican clandestines on shortwave and FM, Algeria back on shortwave indirectly, plus a Libyan clandestine and BBC to Darfur. Minivan Radio also returns. Lots of medium wave DX specials, more DRM on 11 meters, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, here's some hot shortwave DX news, which reached us on January 22nd. It comes from Wayne Borthwick in British Columbia, whose ham call is VA7GF. A new shortwave station in Santa Cruz, Bolivia, on December 18th, Ray Rising, CP6RR, Julio Andino and I put Radio Logos, that's LOGOS, on 6165 kilohertz. Antenna is a near-vertical incidence using four half-wave dipoles, presently fed with a 5-kilowatt AM transmitter. They also have a 1-kilowatt, but technical problems keep it off the air for now. The transmitter and antenna are on the same plot of land as Radio Centenario La Nueva, which has been broadcasting on 4865 for a number of years. When I returned to Canada December 23rd, the crew of Radio Logos were still building a control studio at the site, so initial programming is mostly a satellite feed from ALAS in Spanish, with hours of transmission the same as RCN on 4865. However, they plan to produce more local programming, including indigenous languages. So I checked the World Radio TV Handbook 2006 for the schedule of the 4865 station, supposed to be the same as the new one, Monday through Friday from 09 to 01 UT, and Saturday and Sunday from 11 until 23. Well, 6165 kilohertz immediately brings to mind the Radio Nederland relay on Bonaire. It's on the air continuously. Maybe there are a few brief breaks for antenna changes from 23 straight through until 07 UT. So it's possible the new Bolivian could be audible before they come on at 2300. However, that's when Croatia and Chad are usually heard. At 11 UT, RN comes back on for half an hour. So if Radio Logos really signs on at 0900, that should be the time to catch them, and there does not seem to be much else scheduled on 6165, at least on the dark side of the world, between 09 and 11. The antenna, of course, is designed to minimize long-range propagation, so it makes quite a DX challenge, and Bonaire probably bothers it even in Bolivia in the period from 23 until 01 UT. Wayne Borthwick then replied to my comment, "You're quite correct in the problem with Radio Nederland." Before the new station went on the air, I monitored 6165 one evening in Santa Cruz, and RN was quite strong. On a trip, however, to Cochabamba, December 19th to 21st, I monitored Radio Logos at the Mosochowski transmitter site and found it strong all day with signal strength equal to the 49-meter station Radio Santa Cruz. Well, it's 2 days later as I speak, and we've yet to see any DX reports of 6165 being heard, despite wide publicity in the DX press. So check 6165, best probably around 09 to 11 UT, for Radio Logos from Santa Cruz, Bolivia. In DX Listening Digest, Anna Cividade de Xix, Rudolf Grimm in São Paulo, reports hearing again a pirate in Brazil announcing a frequency of 7840. He heard it early Sunday morning, but best reception was around 7842 to 7843. It's calling itself Radio Diário da Manhã, morning newspaper, which, as you may recall, was formerly the name of a major Brazilian commercial station. Judging from the programming, this one seems to be aimed at interstate truckers in Brazil. Also in Atividade de Xix, his panorama column, Célio Romais says, the first gay Brazilian radio program is on shortwave. It's on Radio Mundial, São Paulo, 4975, UT Mondays from midnight 30 to 0200. After DST ends in mid-February, that'll be 1 hour later. The name of the program is Causa Cumplida. We're getting both P-mail and email from the manager of Radio Verdad Guatemala, 4052.5, Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid. He points out they have a new website with lots of info about the station, history, photographs, even some hymns in English and Spanish, and watch out, the audio launches automatically. It's www.radioverdad.org. More reports of the Friday-only broadcast from Mexican clandestine Radio Insurgente on about 6,000 kilohertz, supposedly starting at 2100 UT. On the Condish list, Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla in Mexico City listened on January 20th, tuned in at 2055 UT, and something was already there. Reception improved a bit later, and he was able to identify it as Radio Insurgente. They were mentioning Comandante Marcos and Delegado Cerro. He says it went off the air at 2145, which is just as well because Cuba's carrier comes up a few minutes later. So I suppose it may start as early as 2045, but the days are getting longer, and the possibility of DXing this at a distance diminishing as time goes on, so give a try for Radio Insurgente, 2045 to 2145 UT, Fridays only, on 6,000 kilohertz. His colleague, Hector Garcia Bojorge, has been hearing an FM clandestine seemingly located on the southern side of Mexico City on 94.1 or 94.15 megahertz. He first heard it January 23rd between 05 and 06 UT, playing music, and the only ID at the time was 94.1 en Defensa del Patrimonio Cultural desde la Ciudad de México. They finally signed off at 0800 UT, mentioning another station. They must have been playing a recording of it, 92.3 Radio Libertad desde algún lugar de la Selva Lacandona. They were on the air again at 13 UT, and he checked them later in the evening at 0100 UT when the frequency was 94.15, and this time the ID was Radio Zapote, Zapote, La Radio del ENAH, which stands for the National School of Anthropology and History. It seems this had something to do with a major demonstration scheduled for the National Anthropological Museum. Radio Marti had been missing from their medium wave 530 broadcast for a good many weeks, Saturdays only, but Terry Kruger in Florida finally heard them again January 21st at 2300 UT. However, the Cuban jamming in the form of Radio Rebelde was already up on the same frequency. 530, of course, is supposedly coming from an airplane between Florida and Cuba. Radio Republica, those mystery shortwave broadcasts of the Miami-based clandestine. Dr. Peterson in Denmark, DSWCIDX Window, asserts that the transmitter site is Wooferton, UK. It's apparently based on direction finding. But the trouble is, as far as we know, Wooferton does not have any antennas suitable for Cuba. All their other broadcasts are for the Eastern Hemisphere or West Africa at the westernmost. So if they're coming from a Merlin site in the UK, I suggest it may be one of the others, Skelton or Rampisham, which according to listings do have non-secret transmissions aimed at Central America. Algeria had been missing from shortwave for a few years, but on January 23rd, Ralph Ladouche reported to the ADX list, hearing Algeria again on 17840. Between 1200 and 1320 UT, it was the third network parallel to longwave 252, also reported by Herbert Meixner via Eike Bierwirth. However, there was a six-second delay between the longwave and the shortwave audio. Kai Ludwig says they abandoned shortwave in 2003 after quite irregular transmissions for some time. Could it be airtime leased abroad? Yes, it seems that France would be the most likely source. That is what Wolfgang Büschel and I both suggest, and this was surely confirmed by the observers in Bulgaria. Issoudun, France, 500 kilowatts, monitored from January 20th through 24th. Not only on 17840 between 12 and 1358, but also on 15255, and earlier between 06 and 0758 on 9885. However, they say there was no signal on January 25th. This could have been just an initial test, perhaps for an African summit meeting, as pointed out by Wolfgang Büschel in Khartoum, Sudan. The observers say there is a tentative A06 schedule already on record for these new Algerian relays via France, involving quite a number of other frequencies between 06 and 22 UT. Nick Grace of Clandestine Radio Watch reported January 25th, forced off satellite by a sophisticated and aggressive jamming campaign orchestrated by the government of Libya, Saut Alamel, A-L-A-M-E-L, Libya's voice of hope, returned to the airwaves today after weeks of silence. The daily programs are broadcast from an undisclosed transmitter site between 17 and 19 UT on either 17660 or 17720. Our correspondent in Spain, Jose Miguel Romero, checked that out quickly on the 25th, but did not hear anything. That does seem a rather high frequency for that late in the evening, certainly coming from somewhere westward of Libya. According to a press release, BBC World Service Trust has launched Darfur Salam, a humanitarian radio program for Darfur in Sudan, 15 minutes, including 5 minutes of news from the BBC Arabic service, aired twice a day. Alistair Coleman of BBC Monitoring says the schedule is at 05 UT on 11820 and at 17 on 9640, both transmitted from Cyprus. Via John Norfolk, Ruman Pankov on Radio Bulgaria's DX program January 20th reported about Radio Peace, broadcasting from the Nuba Mountains in Sudan, received in Sofia with an emission in English for about 10 minutes between 0300 and 0310 on 4750. The announcement says the emissions are aired at floating times between 0230 and 330 and 16 to 18 UT with two different programs on 4750, 1 kilowatt, and 5895 with 5 kilowatts. Only an email address is announced, PETE at edmedia.org. Observer Bulgaria reports a change in the schedule for Radio Rhino International Africa, which broadcasts from Germany to Uganda. Since January 9th, they had been on the air only 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Fridays, but now it's Monday through Friday, 15 to 1530 via Jülich on 17870. Walt Salmaniev has been forwarding some emails from Robert Kipp in Germany, who's heading up a project to get Radio St. Helena back on shortwave. They seem to be in favor of the idea if listeners will contribute the equipment, such as a 1 kilowatt ham rig, which can be used for special broadcasts from St. Helena. Island hopping over to the Indian Ocean, the Maldives, Kevin Redding, ABDX, forwards news from Minivan that Minivan Radio restarted shortwave broadcast, but only for 1 week, Monday, January 23rd, focusing on protests planned for January 24th. Besides their online service, the shortwave broadcast is as before, daily at 16 to 17 UT on 11800 via Germany. It seems that the regional transmitter at Quetta, Pakistan, is rather off frequency from 5027. Anker Petersen in Denmark, DSWCI DX Window, founded on 5033.6, January 12th at 0305 until sign-off at 0410, with news in English, parallel to 4790. Via BBC Monitoring, Associated Press of Pakistan reported that there's a new high-power medium-wave transmitter in Lahore on 1332 kilohertz. Chris Greenway of BBC Monitoring happened to be in Pakistan and confirmed it is indeed on the air, presumably with 100 kilowatts, as well as more of them, 1134 in Quetta and 1170 in Peshawar. Last week, we were wondering about airtimes for All India Radio's mailbag program, Faithfully Yours. Thanks to Eric Kuyan, Denmark, who supplies three more times for it on Mondays, 10:30 UT on 13710, 17510, and best on 17895, then at 18:30 on 7410, 9445, 9950, and 11620, and repeated on the same frequencies at 2120. This is the non-commercial, non-communist, non-corporate, non-Christian and non-Cumbre DX program, World of Radio, number 1302. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Much more at our website from DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support to Craig Christ in Virginia. A new edition of our monthly Spanish DX report, Mundo Radial, is available at our website and also on WWCR Fridays and Mondays at 22:15 on 7465. Also on WRMI Sundays at 11:30 on 9955. By the way, Jeff White tells us since UT January 20th, they have been using a brand new Zomer antenna, S-O-M-M-E-R, for the North American transmissions on 7385, much like the old one that was damaged by the hurricane, but with some improvements. And I indeed have noticed quite improved reception from WRMI on 7385, including during the World of Radio broadcast Sundays at 22:30 UT. However, the bonus airing of World of Radio on WBCQ, UT Wednesdays at midnight 30 on 7415, has come to an end, replaced by other programming. Via BBC Monitoring, the Straits Times of Singapore reports that the Indonesian government will enforce a set of broadcasting regulations from February that will ban local broadcasters from relaying news provided by foreign stations, such as BBC, VOA, Radio Australia, Deutsche Welle, and Radio Nederland. The head of Indonesia's information ministry said the ban would serve to protect the public if news items provided by foreign stations were found to be objectionable or contain errors. Of course, all these stations have until now been relying on lots of local relays in Indonesia. In shortwave bulletins, Stig Adolfsson in Sweden reports, one of the few remaining Indonesian regional shortwave stations, Radio Suara Pemerintah Ungara, on 3578.731, January 14th until closed down at 1328. News about Taiwan from Shigenori Aoki via Takahito Akabayashi. Kansheng Broadcasting Station's shortwave service for the Chinese mainland has expanded to 24 hours a day on 9745. Also, Fuxing Broadcasting Corporation, Taipei, has changed its shortwave frequency from 15250 to 5995 and 9410. Schedule is 23-01, 04-06, 08-10, and 11-15 UT. Although Google has been getting good reviews in the U.S. for resisting the Bush regime's attempt to spy on Americans, they've agreed to censor the results in order to do business in China. Marianne Kehoe objects and forwards an AP story about this. Google's decision rankled Reporters Without Borders, which sharply criticized Internet companies, including Yahoo and MSN, for submitting to China's censorship regime. Google's Chinese service will be limited to searching web pages and images and will also provide local search results in a special edition of its news service that will be confined to government-sanctioned media. This week's comings and goings of U.S. shortwave stations. Last week, we mentioned that KJES in New Mexico appeared to be missing, but it has been heard again. David Yokis in West Virginia found it Sunday at 16 UT on 11715 in Spanish. And I also heard it Monday at 2000 on 15385. However, the modulation was quite low. Meanwhile, John Babas in Maryland, who checks its signal every day for comparison purposes, reports that KTBN in Utah has been missing from 7505 and 15590 since January 23rd, and I checked still missing as of the 25th. About that new AFN frequency we mentioned last week, 9340, consensus seems to be it is indeed coming from Iceland, apparently replacing 9980. Noel Green in the UK says it had a very good signal at 1000 UT. And it was S6-7 at 17 UT, says Joko Huskonen in Finland. I happen to run across a fascinating little feature on the Voice of America about the English, or rather the American language. It's called Wordmaster, and it's on many of their Wednesday broadcasts. I looked it up later. I can't give you all the frequencies, but I will quickly mention all the times listed, which do not include the one I heard, UT Wednesday at 06:47. The ones shown on their schedule are at 17 minutes past the following hours, 01, 02, 05, 12, 13, 14, 22, and 23, plus an odd one, Wednesday at 04:06, plus repeats Sundays at 17 past 22 and 23. In DX News from the National Radio Club, Gary Hodak in Kansas reminds us that 60 Minutes on CBS television is also carried on some CBS radio stations at the same local time. KRLD 1080 in Dallas, Sundays at 6 p.m. Central. KSL 1160 in Salt Lake, Sundays at 6 p.m. Mountain. I'm not sure what they do when it starts late because of football. If you hear Spanish on 1670, it may be WMWR in Dry Branch, Georgia. They used to have a Saturday evening Spanish block only, but Barry Davies of ABDX reports they are now 100% Spanish, and their slogan is Viva. Via Les Rayburn, coordinator on numerous medium wave lists, we have news about quite a number of special medium wave DX tests. La Voz Cristiana 1550, that's KXTO in Reno, Nevada, is broadcasting a 60-second inventory insert, that is just an announcement for DX testing purposes amid regular programming, between 0859 and 1200 UT for an undetermined amount of time. Most of the others are on specific dates, some of them more than just one date. WUMP 730 Huntsville, Alabama, is running DX test announcements 1 minute prior to the top of the hour and sometime around the half hour through January 27th between 0559 and 1100 UT. The rest are January 29th. I think this means early Sunday morning rather than early Monday morning, although once again this is somewhat unclear. Starting at midnight Pacific time or 0800 UT, look for KDZR 1640 in Lake Oswego, Oregon, which will be running full day power and pattern of 10 kilowatts. At exactly the same time, KKPZ 1330 in Portland, Oregon, will be running Morse code and voice IDs, and it will be non-directional instead of the usual directional night pattern. Now, although the dates given for this are January 29th, he adds a late Sunday night starts the test, so I guess maybe he does mean they are actually on Monday, which would be January 30th, both by local and universal time. Last week we mentioned that the English newscast in Notturno Italiano from Italy had disappeared, but that wasn't for long. Manuel Mendoza in Spain says it has resumed the overnight service on 6060 kHz, starting at 01 UT. Now they're having 3 minutes of news on the hour in Italian, English, French, and German. Jouko Huskonen in Finland reported a station playing Balkan music on about 6878 kHz, January 19th, before 2200 UT. Jari Savolainen in Finland also heard it in English with pop music on the UT afternoons on 6878 AM, and ID sounded like Power FM. Furthermore, reported by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain at 1940. It was identified by Patrick Robich in Austria as pirate music from Italy. It's nonstop music relaying some FM stations. Roberto Scaglioni says you can contact it at piratemusic@hotmail.it. Christopher Lewis in England says Polish radio is offering a nice red 80th anniversary QSL card. There's a furore in Britain over plans to drop what's called the UK theme, opening music at 5:30 a.m. on BBC Radio 4. It's been there for more than 30 years. A medley of tunes, including Danny Boy, Drunken Sailor, Scotland the Brave, Men of Harlech, and Rule Britannia. Arranged, however, by Fritz Spiegel, an Austrian-born composer. Thanks to David Alpert and Mike Terry for press reports about this. They plan to add more news in a few weeks and drop the music. However, there is now a campaign to save it and a website to match via Mike Barraclough. It's www.savetheradio4theme.co.uk, the four being a figure. Some more Digital Radio Mondiale tests are coming up on 11 meters for ground wave coverage, but under excellent conditions, it might be possible to DX them at a distance. Kai Ludwig in Germany says one is at Hanover starting January 23rd, 40 watts on 26045. The website is www.digital11.de, the 11 being the figures 1-1. And Christian Gibaudo in France says some DRM tests are scheduled from Monte Carlo Radio Diffusion, the Fontbonne transmitter site, on 25700 during the daytime from January 23rd to 31st, targeting the Côte d'Azur, the Cannes and Nice area. Here's a commentary about DRM by Harry Helms in Texas on his blog futureofradio.typepad.com. Potential listeners in developed countries have myriad sources today, text, visual, and audio, on the Internet for information about what's going on in other nations. These sources range from official government websites to newspapers to personal blogs. The de facto monopoly that many broadcasters had on information about their sponsoring nation back in 1991 is gone forever. Yet, far too many broadcasters still act as if they are still the only source of information about a given nation available to listeners in Europe, North America, Australia, Japan, and other Internet-intensive nations. In 1991, potential audiences had little choice but to sit through material not of interest to them in order to glean the things they were interested in. Today, those potential listeners can do a Google search for websites, including podcasts, having the information they seek. DRM is not only not the solution to the challenges facing international broadcasters, it is a dangerous distraction. What international broadcasters need more than anything else is to take a long, hard look at how they fit into the new international information environment, and what, if anything, they can do better than competing sources available via the Internet and satellites. Instead of DRM, international broadcasters should try some introspection. The National Radio Club has just published another excellent reference work, the AM Antenna Pattern Book. I had a look at a review copy and am most impressed. It explains visually why you may hear this station and not another on a particular frequency, or it can give you an idea of stations you might be able to hear if you listen at just the right time. It covers all of the USA, Canada, and some Mexican stations, one loose-leaf page for almost every medium-wave frequency. You can see the day and night antenna patterns for each city, although the call letters are not shown. NRC members already know how to order, but for non-members, it's $22.95 in the U.S., $25.95 to Canada or overseas. NRC Publications, P.O. Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. New York residents add sales tax. Propagation Outlook from Boulder, issued January 24th. Solar activity, very low to low. Geomagnetic field, quiet to minor storms. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3, February 12th, as low as 3 and 1, January 31st, February 1st, 7th and 10th. Solar flux dropping from 90, January 25th, to 75, the 31st through February 11th, up to 85 by the 13th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1302.